Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday. I am your host, Kari K, and today I am speaking with Anna Rodney, a remarkable Baltimore woman who chose to turn her pain into passion. Welcome to the show, Anna.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. So you founded not just one, but two businesses that evolved from a traumatic experience involving your now 6-year-old son. Let's talk about your businesses and the ordeals you experienced that brought you to where you are today.
First of all, I've been a doula for the last 14 years. And a birth doula is someone who supports pregnancy, and it's a non-medical support for mom and family and other supporters. We also provide education around certain options you might have for birth and things like that. So I've been doing that for about 14 years, but it wasn't until 2014 where I realized that there was this whole other world that I was not a part of, and that was NICU involvement. My son was born 28 weeks and 6 days, when normal gestation is 40 weeks. So he was severely premature, and we spent about 6 months in a NICU.
Wow.
At the time, I was single. I was overweight, still am. I became unemployed while I was in the hospital delivering my son. And so there are a number of different factors that made me a profile candidate, if that makes sense. And so I had to not only deal with the stress of having a child in NICU who may not make it, but I also had to navigate microaggressions and implicit bias based on who I was and who I presented as on paper. And so when I came home with my son, I took some time to kind of just be with my son and enjoy being at home with him. But after that, I decided I needed to kind of take my experience, because I know I wasn't the only one that experienced anything like that in the hospital, and create a way to support mom so that they didn't have to go through what I went through in the hospital. And so that's where Mom Cares came into being. So Mom Cares originally was started as just a healing circle in which me and some other friends came together to talk about our pregnancies and to focus on self-care, because, you know, as mothers, you know, the narrative is you no longer matter. It's all about your baby. Right. And that's problematic, because you are the lifeblood of your baby. You, right. If you're not well, you know, your baby will struggle.
Definitely.
So we kind of gathered together. We did those first couple of healing circles. We had Reiki, we had yoga, we had acupuncture and massage therapy and body adornment.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, and we just created this space for other mothers. And in 2017, we got some funding to expand our program, and we were able to expand it into creating a doula program that has hospitals referring to us, Black mothers in particular, who are high risk of entering the NICU or who are already in the NICU with a little one.
It is truly remarkable. That is amazing.
And so now what we know is that being in the NICU and having a traumatic birth has certain implications, especially as far as mental health and postpartum mood disorders. And we know also that Black families, Black women have a resistance to mental health services, because those type of services have been weaponized against us and our families for so long. Mm-hmm. And so the Rising Mama, which is our for-profit arm, we are in the midst of completing our application to develop a psychiatric rehabilitation program that will support our moms that are coming to us at Mom Cares. We'll be able to then support them through the Rising Mama and giving them services, mental health support and services through that organization.
Both of your businesses sound like amazing resources for women dealing with not only the challenges of motherhood, but also the challenges of day-to-day living. Which brings me to ask, have you noticed an increase in women suffering from postpartum depression during the pandemic?
So we don't have specific numbers for that, but I will say that in the interactions that we've had with families, we have a lot of moms who are talking about anxiety and they're unsure of what's coming next or what they should do or if this is okay or if that's okay. So we find ourselves talking through anxiety a lot with our moms. You know, we hear about you know, not getting enough sleep, not being able to take a regular shower, not having any, you know, time to yourself. The transition into motherhood, the transition into parenthood is a significant one that brings a lot of changes all at the same time. And if there's not someone there guiding and helping and creating space for you to have space, it's very hard to take time to yourself.
I have noticed, mostly with new moms, but I have noticed some don't like to admit when they need a break from their motherly duties. It's like they feel guilty for wanting to step away for a little bit.
Exactly. And so so that's where we come in. You know, we create these spaces that make it okay to say, you know, yeah, I care about the color of my baby's poop and that's weird to me and I want to talk to other parents about that, right? But I also kind of want to talk about something other than my baby. Right. And there are other mothers and other parents that want to have that those same conversations. And so we have really started to build within the healing circle a space of self-care, but also of education. And so we talk about the things that our moms want to talk about. We talk about co-parenting relationships. We talk about intimate partner violence. We talk about breastfeeding and lactation support. But we also are there to create community and to say, this is your time to talk about what you want. This is your time to engage in some self-care.
This is great. This is amazing. The safe space you are creating for mamas is so beautiful. Anna, how can people support the extraordinary work that you are doing for mothers who need what you provide?
On this Friday, October 1st, we are having our 5th year anniversary at Dovecote Cafe. And we are also relaunching our website and our brand. As of October 1st, you can go to momcares.org and look at the website and hear and read more about our story.
You are truly an inspiration. Thank you for sharing your story with us. And thank you for being an amazing advocate for mothers. May your businesses continue to gain support and prosper.
Thank you.
To learn more about Mom Cares and the Rising Mama and to support this local hero, visit weaa.org. Do you know a local hero or entrepreneur who is striving to make a positive impact in their community? Email Kari Monique K at gmail.com. I'm Kari K with WEAA News.